AP News, I'm Tim McGuire. A House passed voting rights bill is up for a test vote this evening in the Senate, AP Sagar Magani reports.
Senate Republicans are ready to block an expansive elections and voting bill. The test vote on what Democrats call the For the People bill comes amid a sharp divide between the Senate's two leaders over what's happening in more than a dozen GOP-controlled state legislatures who have passed restrictive new voting laws.
The most coordinated voter suppression effort in 80 years.
There is no effort in any state in America to suppress votes.
Democratic leader Chuck Schumer argues the federal government must step in to boost voter access. GOP chief Mitch McConnell calls it a partisan power grab. Republicans are all but certain to use the filibuster and block debate on the bill. Sagar Magani, Washington.
The White House says no matter this evening's outcome, President Biden will continue to push for the voting rights protections. A U.S. official says roughly three dozen Iranian websites have been taken down for spreading disinformation from the Iranian government. The official spoke on condition of anonymity because the case has not yet been officially announced. Two young men in Detroit are charged with murder in the shooting death of two-year-old Bryson Christian. State police say the pair opened fire on a pickup being driven along an interstate by Brian Christian, killing the toddler and wounding his nine-year-old brother. Christian says his goal is to find justice for his son.
Like, I always had a good heart, but now I feel like I have a voice to push for change. So I'm going to continue to keep my son's name alive, and I'm going to continue to do the right thing for the community. I love Detroit.
The family was riding home after basketball practice last Thursday when the shots were fired. The Dow is up 68, NASDAQ 133. This is AP News. Federal Reserve Board Chairman Jerome Powell tells a congressional committee the 5% jump in prices last month is a temporary issue caused by two factors. Price drops last year at the start of the pandemic, resulting in the higher comparative increase, and supply bottlenecks, especially with computer chips needed for new cars and trucks. There has been a 30% jump in used car prices. AP Shelley Adler has more.
Talk about sticker shock. A new 2019 Toyota Tacoma SR double cab pickup was just under $29,000. Now dealers are paying $1,000 more to buy the same pickup, even though it's used. And the sales price for customers is $33,000. The reason for the inflated price? The pandemic and a global shortage of computer chips. In the past year, used vehicle prices on average have climbed 30%. That's according to Black Book, which tracks car and truck data.
I'm Tim McGuire, AP News.